Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. I'm Liam Luxon, host of Status Untraced, a new podcast brought to you from the team behind Up and Vanished. It follows my investigation into the disappearance of Justin Alexander, a survivalist and world traveler whose life seemed like it was torn from the pages of an adventure novel. While some of Justin's friends and family believe he may have been murdered, it's not clear what actually happened. And a message he left behind just days before he vanished makes everything about his disappearance just strange. Check out this clip featuring one of Justin's friends and their recollection of their final conversation with him.
It was one thing that kind of made me feel weird about whenever he'd talk about his plans for India. And the more I've thought about it, especially over the years, it almost seemed like he was preparing for something because he wanted to be famous. He made that openly clear, like that was his end goal.
When you hear the message Justin left behind, when you hear about the remote and dangerous area where he went missing, when you learn about how the suspects and the police's efforts in this case all quietly started to fade away, you won't be able to stop wondering, what happened? From Tenderfoot TV, Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus to binge the entire season ad-free. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
I want to share something very special with you. If you're not already subscribed to my new podcast, To Die For, here's the first episode in its entirety. It's the result of an 18-month journey to some very dark places. Rather than tell you about it, I'll let you listen. Search To Die For in your podcast app to follow the show. All 8 episodes are available to binge right now. Here's episode 1 to get you started.
Can we test your mic real
quick? Mic test.
Cool.
Yeah, good.
Yep, we're good.
Okay.
I never said this to anyone. Nobody knows.
Every woman can seduce a man, and it doesn't matter how does she look. It's all about your skills. What do you say, how do you touch, and how you're good in sex. That's it. The most important thing, not to give him everything at the same moment. So you cannot go to bed and sleep with him at the first day. Unless it's a special mission where you have to kill your target.
Some spies use poisons. Others use guns. But for Leah Rosa, who's sitting in front of me right now, her body was made into a weapon by the Russian military. Her mission? To seduce powerful men for their secrets, or sometimes their lives. This type of intelligence work is known as sexpionage, and it's much more dangerous than you think.
What is sexpionage, actually? This sex becomes like a drug, and your target becomes like drug addicted. When a drug dealer wants to put someone on the needle, he gives a little bit. He doesn't give straight away everything. So the same way you do, you give a little bit sex, you give a little bit taste, and you tease, till you make sure that your target becomes addicted to you. because you put so many anchors around him in his brain, in his body. Basically, the body gets used to you, so he physically cannot be with someone else.
Episode 1, Chapter 1, The Meeting. Our story begins with the Mafia.
I come from a Mafia family. It's a real Mafia family. I mean, not like some of the people that you know, that will be, say, I'm connected and all that. My father actually did go before Robert Kennedy and McClellan. And
the interview you're listening to is me many years ago speaking with Johnny Fratto, also known as the Beverly Hills Gangster. His father worked under Al Capone, and his brother was killed in the tragic plane crash that also took the life of boxer Rocky Marciano.
I have a question about the mob. Has it changed?
It's right. All movies.
It's all movies.
It doesn't exist.
No.
Never did.
I was publishing a book with Johnny about his colorful and controversial life. We'd get together, and he'd tell stories for hours.
And I said, Judge, I don't belong in here. I'm 24 years old. My wife is now pregnant with my son, Johnny. I don't belong in here.
After Fratto moved to Los Angeles, he set his sights more on fame than racketeering and unexpectedly became a recurring guest on The Howard Stern Show. The son he just mentioned grew up and wanted to leave the family business and get into the film business. This is Johnny introducing his son, Johnny Jr., to Stan Lee, the legendary Marvel Comics writer.
This kid, my son, he thinks he can write a movie.
Everybody who's written his first movie has never written a movie before. And why couldn't he do it?
Stan Lee says, I look like a writer. I look like one,
okay?
Not long after this, Johnny Fratto died of lung cancer at the age of 61. I didn't talk to his son, Johnny Jr., much after that. But one afternoon, after years of silence, he called with an incredible story.
So I have got a weird thing. Like, it's going to sound fucking strange to you. And I don't even really know how to pitch this to you. Where do I begin? Because you wrote the book, The Game, I met this girl that basically says she knows how to seduce men, pick up men, do whatever, you know. Like, basically, she can own any man in 2 fucking seconds.
What Johnny's referring to here is an infamous book I wrote over a decade ago about 2 years I spent undercover in a secret society of pickup artists.
And here's the crazy part. She says she was a Russian spy at one time. I mean, it's the craziest shit you ever heard. She told me that there's like a school that she had to attend in Russia where she had to like literally like have sex with her teachers in front of the class and have sex with different students in front of the class. And learn how to give perfect blowjobs. And I'm sitting here...
I'd literally never heard of anything like this. And frankly, found it hard to believe. I'm sure the crude way Johnny Jr. was speaking about it wasn't helping any.
She was trained by the, like, Russian government to seduce men and, like, get their secrets or whatever.
Yeah, she was trained by Russia, she says, to, you know, fucking give the perfect blowjob, to fuck a guy perfectly. And I kind of believe her, man. I mean, I really do think she's telling the truth. And it's a little weird, but I thought, you know, if there's any one guy in the fucking world that it would be up his alley, it's you.
And can I ask the obvious question, which is, how did you meet her?
I met her through an Armenian guy named Art. And Art's a dapper, probably the most dapper little guy I've ever met. And he said, you know, Johnny, there's somebody that you got to meet. You got to come over here. It's very special. I said, okay, well, what is it? So I get there. He introduces me. Obviously, she's beautiful. I mean, like, she says she was trained to go in and fucking be with, like, fucking heads of state and shit like that.
Wow. And then how would you describe, like, her just as a person in general?
You know, she's very kind of like a cool seductress that looks you straight in the eye all the time and kind of always knows the right thing to say. Every single thing I was saying to her, she just had the perfect retort because I was, you know, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but, you know, look, this town is hard.
Couple more questions. How do we know she's not still working for the Russian government?
Johnny said I could ask her that question and any others I had when I met her. I figured if the Russian government wanted to get me, there were probably easier ways.
Hey man, what's going on? How you been?
Yeah, I really miss you, man. I mean, geez, last time I saw you was what, my dad's funeral or something? What was
it? Dad's funeral.
Jesus yeah. Christ. Wow.
Johnny introduced me to the woman standing next to him. She was tall, with dyed blonde hair cut short and stylish, and wearing what looked like very expensive designer clothing. This was the reputed former Russian spy, Aaliyah Rosa.
Aaliyah Rosa, Neil Strauss, I want you guys to meet each other.
Thank you so much for an introduction,
awesome.
Neil.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
I'm telling you, by the end of the night, you guys are going to be best friends.
We sat down for dinner with a few other people I'd invited to get their take on the situation, including a former top-ranking agent at the CIA.
Not to put you guys both on the spot, but you want to tell a little bit about Aaliyah, and then
I always have to get permission first because her story is kind of crazy. Do I have permission to basically get fucking crazy with it? Tell her what you're
really.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to tell the truth. So, I'm going to say something. This woman right here, and this is no shit, went through a fucking training thing that she literally.
Johnny Jr. then repeats much of what he told me earlier in the same crass language.
I know that sounds bad, I'm just telling the truth. So, anyway, that's it. Is that
introduction, putting thoughts in the introduction?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
It
was authentic, right?
So. It's authentic, right? Yeah. I'm just saying what I, you know. You get
I know.
It. Yes, yeah.
I know.
But there's much more to the story.
It's clear that Aaliyah is a little uncomfortable and that there's a lot more to her story.
Never ever before I shared this story with anyone, including my parents. Nobody knows. Those people who knew it, they were killed.
After the dinner, I spoke with my source from the CIA, who didn't want his name or voice to be used, and asked what he thought. She seems credible, he replied, but her story is incredible.
Anything, but it was a great dinner. Thank you. It was really,
thank
like,
you.
It was really an intense one. Seriously, thank you.
It was an odd dinner, with basically the CIA, the KGB, and the Mafia. And I was left with more questions about Aaliyah Rosa than answers. And to me, that's always a good sign to move forward.
Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give you a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security, the only security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. Trusted by experts, SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek awarded it Best Customer Service in Home Security. The system blankets your home in protection. It has sensors that detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, so you get fast, emergency response and dispatch when you need it most. SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and police are on the way. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free. Don't absolutely love it? Send the system back for a full refund. SimpliSafe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/liveLA. That's simplisafe.com/liveLA. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Chapter 2, A Dirty Organization. After meeting Aaliyah, I decided to look more into her story. There wasn't a lot online, but I did find a few items legitimizing her, a few items delegitimizing her, and a social media page that was very influencery. Then I looked into actual evidence of a seduction program operated by the Russian government. And there was no in-depth information online. It seemed like something out of a spy movie.
You made such a bold entrance into a little drama. Who doesn't appreciate the occasional twist, Mr.
Bond? James Bond.
I probably wouldn't have believed it at all if not for a strange experience I had a decade earlier. I received a call out of the blue from a special agent at the FBI. "We are dedicated to national security investigations of the highest order," he told me. He went on to reveal two things that shocked me. The first was that my book, The Game, was required reading for his agents. The second was that he'd like me to fly to Washington and train a group of field agents and analysts on the art of seduction. It was an offer I couldn't say no to.
We're talking, you know, I would say, what do you feel like doing tonight? What feels right for you? You know, because I'm talking in your language. As I'm talking to a visual person, I'm like, what do you see yourself doing tonight? How do you see yourself going out to this world? Because I know they're going to be visualizing. And these things are really key for getting rapport. It's called modalities. You want to talk in the primary modality. And this is that I'll be with.
So I called Robin Dreek, one of the agents who was present at that session and the former head of the FBI's behavioral analysis program, to ask, why was the FBI learning the art of seduction?
We brought you in, and the benefit of what you brought to us was a deep understanding of human psychology. And in our work, where you're developing confidential human sources and recruiting spies, an understanding of how to develop quick rapport and attraction is key and critical. Minus going for romantic interactions, a lot of those other techniques were extremely effective, and you brought a vast amount of personal, real-life experience to that with the book, and you're coming in and training with us.
It's so interesting. So I'll fill you in and get your thoughts. And
at dinner, Aaliyah said she'd worked for a Russian intelligence agency called the FSB, which I never heard of before. So I asked Robin to give me a little background on how Russian spy programs operate.
So in general, it mirrors ours pretty closely. And like their SVR is the equivalent of our CIA. And their GRU, that's the Russian military intelligence, is the equivalent of our DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. Their FSB is the equivalent of our FBI. They see intelligence more as a factory event, in the sense of it's an assembly line. I don't remember the exact number, but at the height of the Cold War, before the KGB broke into the SVR and the FSB, I think that the number of employees that were part of the KGB were in the millions, compared to a handful of our operatives overseas for the CIA and DIA. And they are an intelligence machine. They suck it all in and they collect it all.
Why, I asked Robin, does Russia have this evidently deserved reputation as the world capital of spying?
The gross domestic product, GDP of Russia, it's like Italy's or Texas. I mean, it's not huge. And when you're a country that relies on hydrocarbons for your economy and that can fluctuate as much as it's been fluctuating definitely in the last bunch of years, they don't have a huge economy. It's not very strong. And so when you're cash strapped and you're trying to be the big boy on the world stage, if you don't have the military because you can't support it, you're going to do it in another way. And they do it in intelligence, because intelligence collection, the way they do it, is a lot cheaper than anything else. And they send their messages, whether they're going to publicly, even though they say it's not public, but, you know, killing people with depleted uranium. There's a lot of other ways to take someone out silently. Those things are made for public statements saying we can find you anywhere in the world and we'll take you out. And that's intelligence operations. And it's a lot cheaper doing that than anything else. And so that's why they utilize their intelligence organizations to do just that.
I fill in Robin, who spent 22 years recruiting Russian spies, on Aliyah's seduction training with the FSB, and ask him what he thinks.
Anecdotally and totally believable. The FSB, that is a dirty organization. You know, it's an organization that is founded on doing things just like that. I mean, they use honey traps. They use it with Clayton Lone Tree. And I know there's been others that just don't hit the news.
We'll get into the story of Clayton Lone Tree and some of those others later in this podcast. And we'll also talk more about honey traps. The honey in this term is the agent who's seducing a target. And the trap is, now that I have evidence you've slept with me, or now that you've fallen completely in love with me, here's what I want from you.
No one volunteers to the FSB. That's why they have to use honey traps and train people to do that, because they're dicks. If you're a foreign diplomat over in their country, they're going to harass the living hell out of you, and then they're going to try to trap you and coerce you into cooperation. That is not the way to recruit a human being. That does not make anyone feel safe.
I ask if the United States has seduction spies, and Robin claims that they do not. Even taking a source to a strip club and using government money for that, he says, would be a political liability.
When she was talking about her experience, you're just there and you stay there out of fear. There's like, if you leave, your life's going to be destroyed.
I mean, you know this from the world you've been in. That's a broken toy. And broken toys have an unhealthy outlook on the world unless they've realized it, they've been through counseling.
Define what you mean by broken toy.
First of all, people that are susceptible to being recruited or trafficked, because basically she's human trafficked is what she is. There was a need in her life that wasn't being fulfilled somewhere else, and the FSB came in and fulfilled that need to be seen, heard, and valued by others, and then they manipulated that against her.
Keep in mind that I don't know a lot yet about Aliyah's story or how she was recruited, and neither does Robin. He's basing this analysis on his intelligence experience.
To me, there's no difference between a child predator and what they did to her. Well, welcome to the world of Russian intelligence.
Chapter 3, The Target.
Excited to share with you.
Awesome.
It's a sunny Wednesday afternoon in Malibu, and Aliyah Rosa has come over to discuss the podcast. When someone says they've been trained their whole life in the art of seduction, you tend to question everything they say and do, and wonder if it's all a manipulation.
I love your shoes. They're so
cool. You're so kind of unique, right?
Yes, yeah. Mary, I have never seen anything like this.
Yeah, that's why.
Really stylish. Like, my son would really love it.
There's a controversial and often hurtful technique that the pickup artists in the game taught, and it's called the neg. You give someone what appears to be a compliment and then say something slightly backhanded so that they're not quite sure if they're being complimented or insulted. And that's exactly what Aliyah just did to me. Aliyah's brought over a bottle of wine, which doesn't often happen in the meetings I attend. I hand her the corkscrew while I go to check on my son. When I get back, the wine is unopened, and she hands the corkscrew back to me. I get the funny feeling that she's trying to prove to me that she hasn't tampered with the wine.
Okay.
Right, cheers first.
Cheers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you purposely not open the wine just so you knew it was, I could trust the wine?
You left to see, to check on your son. I could drop something, you know? You know, like, yeah, I know that you have this kind of like thoughts, it's normal. You and Putin, you are the same type, believe it or not. You protect yourself, your environment, your family, of course, it's a good thing. That's what Putin does. He also protects his country.
I'm not sure how to feel about that Putin comment. And that's probably just what Aaliyah wants. Another neg. She then shares something else that really messes with my mind. Something that just may be true, given what Robin Dreek from the FBI just shared with me.
Actually, like, you'd be surprised. There are so many agents working in America. Like, so many. Yeah. Even in Malibu, like, you know.
Really?
Seriously, just be aware. Don't say anything about Putin. I mean, yeah, I sound like kind of like, don't say it's kind of like putting some fears, but like it's better not really to. I mean, when Americans discuss like Biden or Trump, it's kind of like, yeah, okay. But once they discuss about like Putin, there are always many ears around.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The connection between you and your therapist matters. That's why Alma focuses on helping you find the right someone to talk to, not just anyone. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search by what you want to focus on, like anxiety, relationships, or big life transitions. You can also specify preferences around gender, race, faith, and more to help you find someone who's more likely to understand where you're coming from. Alma also makes it easy for therapists to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of providers in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/notjustanyone to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/notjustanyone.
I turned the discussion to the podcast. Even though the period Aaliyah is talking about was many years ago, I assume Putin still wouldn't be happy about her sharing state secrets.
Speaking of that, are there concerns for your safety in speaking out and telling your story and sharing all this information?
To say I'm not scared, I would lie. Yes, of course. I am mother of 13 years old son. Yes, of course, I'm scared. I don't know what might happen, right? If I will be dead tomorrow, let's say, I know that my son, even it would be so hard for him, he will grow up and he will respect me for that. At least I had enough courage and bravery to stand up and speak out against this evil.
That evil, she explains, is more than just Putin.
Sharing that life event is a proof of how corrupt the whole system is and how the male dominance is just so strong there that being a female in Russia, it means that you're almost like you have the same rights like a dog. And it's just not even like it's not right, but this is This is anti-human.
The other question is, if we're going to go tell the story, are you comfortable just sharing all your experiences, good or bad, and no matter what people may think?
I don't feel comfortable at all, honestly. I don't want people to think that I can kill people. I'm a murderer, you know? It's bad, kind of like, you know, if she could kill people, then maybe she can do it now, who knows? Right. You know, she doesn't have this stop. Because on the good side, I protected my country, right? And I tried to survive. On the bad side, I'm still a murderer. I still killed some people and I still feel guilty for that.
I'd asked Johnny when I first spoke to him, oh, how do I know she's not still working for Russian intelligence?
You know what? I don't know how to answer this question, really. How do you know if I may still work for Putin, right? Because I will reveal the real truth, what's going on there and what was happening before. When I heard about the Ukrainian war, I felt that moment that I really want to speak out. I felt like I can't just sit down there and just be silenced like I was all this time.
Looking back on the time you were in Russian intelligence, do you think you were a hero or a victim?
Definitely victim, but brainwashed that I was a hero.
I play Aaliyah my interview with Robin Dreeke. She pauses and reflects when he calls her a broken toy. I ask her what she's thinking about it.
I mean, for so many years, I didn't feel that I was broken. But it's hard, you know, Neil, it's so hard to accept that. Because it's such a big guilt. It's such a big pain. When you realize and when you accept that I was a part of this evil system. So, yeah, I guess I am broken, and yes, I am a toy.
As Aaliyah talks further, I'm reminded of the grim reality that the victims in sexpionage are not just the targets, but the seducers themselves. It's been an intense discussion. And I tell Aaliyah afterward that I would like to move forward and share the story of her training, her espionage work, and her escape from the Russian military. I just have one last question. Is she ever able to turn off the role she was forced to play? Her answer confirms one of my deepest fears.
No, I mean, like, seduction is, I think, yeah, it's a lifestyle. It's definitely a lifestyle. Once you learn it, it's just like habit. You go everywhere with this. You live like that. I wanted to work with you, and you, in this case, like, were my target. So I did it for this goal, which we are having right now. And it's, yeah, I can tell this is seduction. And when I realized that you're my perfect target, I seduced you.
We will continue in episode 2. Available now, along with all 8 episodes of To Die For, Volume 1. Continue listening for free on Apple Podcasts.
Why, hello there. Welcome to Radio Rental. If you're new around here and haven't heard, I'm your host, Terry Carnation. On Radio Rental, we play tapes of the scariest true stories you've ever heard. That's right, we've got real scary stories told by the people that actually experienced them. We've got stories of paranormal peril, near-death experiences, stitches in the space-time continuum, and more. Stories like these.
This person was looking for me. They start to take these long strides towards me. I was freaking out.
We started seeing it everywhere we went. It would be sitting there watching us.
I've never ran so fast in my life.
And it's all set right here at Radio Rental, the video rental shop of your worst nightmares. Radio Rental is available now. Listen 1 week early and ad-free on Tenderfoot Plus.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.